Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Arizona and Wisconsin certify the election results. Iowa, now the worst place in the country for COVID. Governors tell folks to stay home this Christmas. Californians purchase guns in record numbers. A majority of millennials now unhappy with democracy. Also ahead, Oregon decriminalizes hard drugs. The kids will suffer. But first, officials in Wisconsin and Arizona confirming Joe Biden's win in both states. Republican Governor Doug Ducey in Phoenix authorizing 11 electoral votes for the former vice president when the Electoral College meets later this month. President Trump's response, quote, "Why is he, the governor, rushing to put a Democrat in office," unquote. Iowa now witnessing more than 2,000 cases of COVID every day, making the Hawkeye State the worst place in the USA for new infections. 250,000 Iowans have contracted the disease since early March, out of a total population of just 3 million. Positivity rates there now hovering about 20%. Governors in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Nevada telling citizens to stay home this Christmas. Health experts say any gathering of more than 8 can quickly turn into a super spreader event. Officials urge families to form a, quote, COVID bubble, isolating for at least 2 weeks before December 25th. Folks in California buying firearms in record numbers. Roughly 200,000 residents have purchased guns since COVID began in March. The most common reason for first-time buyers is chaos. COVID, anti-police protests, rising crime, and the region's out-of-control homeless crisis. New study from Cambridge and Oxford universities in England says 55% of young folks are dissatisfied living in a democracy. The questionnaire is collected annually from more than 5 million people in 65 countries. The response, the lowest ever recorded since the colleges started surveying people on democracy back in 1973. Are young people getting dumber? Could be. Plenty of dumbness in Oregon on the drug front. Right back with that. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Oregon voters making a huge mistake. The state pretty much saying narcotics just fine. Voters in Oregon approved Measure 110 on Election Day with 56% of the vote. So beginning on February 1st, Oregon becomes the first state to remove criminal penalties for small amounts of hard drugs. Here's the deal. Heroin, methamphetamine, LSD, methadone, cocaine, crack, there's no penalty. Well, if they catch you with some of those drugs, you can be fined, but that's not going to happen in most places. The cops are not going to haul you in. They're not going to bother with narcotics possession at all in Oregon. So what the heck is going on? Well, if you have been to Portland, the largest city in the state, and you've walked around, you know that Pioneer Square has been littered with narcotics and drug addicts for decades. They sit there and they use drugs openly and nothing happens to them. So Multnomah County, which dominates Oregon, basically has said years ago, we don't really care whether people use drugs in public. So what are the unintended consequences of this? Well, number one, Portland's a dangerous place. You have panhandling, you have mugging, because people need money to buy narcotics. Number two, and this is the biggest one, children will suffer. It is estimated by child advocates that up to 70% of all child abuse and neglect is caused by substance abusers. Parents who are addicted to drugs and alcohol abuse their children, and the kids have no recourse. So now it'll be easier to do that because the parents can legally possess hard drugs in Oregon. And how about the homeless? Who do you think these people are? Sitting around, taking up public space, transmitting disease. Who do you think they are? They're drug addicts. If you're addicted to heroin or meth or cocaine, you cannot work. You cannot make a living. So all of us, the people who are working, pay for this. Who do you think pays all of the social services for the addicted? We do. We do. And what about public safety? AIDS is spread by shared needles. You think that's going to subside in Oregon? This is insane. Mandatory drug rehabilitation is the answer to this problem. Mandatory. You must go or you're incarcerated. Not do whatever you want. I'm Bill O'Reilly and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? Please contact me, bill@billoreilly.com. Also, my book, Killing Crazy Horse, makes a great Christmas gift. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The holiday season is here, busiest time of the year for the U.S. economy when millions of Americans shell out major bucks to purchase gifts. Despite the pandemic, economists forecast total U.S. retail sales will actually increase 4% this year, making it the first season to top $1 trillion in total. According to recent polling, the average American will spend between $800 and $1,000 on presents between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, compared to just $200 on gifts during the rest of the year. Here now are the hottest items to put under the tree this Christmas. For adults, it's all about technology, so-called smart home items like thermostats, remote cameras, tablets, wireless earbuds. While those may generate the most money, the biggest seller per unit is gift cards. For kids, it's all about video games. The sale of consoles, games, merchandise generated $43 billion last year alone, with more than a third of sales occurring during the holiday season. The most wonderful time of the year typically creates 200,000 jobs. That figure will drop dramatically this year as department stores, specialty shops, even UPS, FedEx, and Uber are reporting big declines heading into December. For those on a budget, buyer beware. A majority of Americans used their credit cards to purchase gifts last year, racking up thousands in debt. Studies show more than 20% of Americans incurred major deficits during the holiday season, and 22% blame their negative credit score on buying Christmas gifts. And here's something else you might not know. Despite being labeled the most wonderful time of the year, the Christmas season is also ranked as the most stressful. When asked what part of the holidays Americans dislike, 23% said they hated seeing their own relatives. Another 20% complained about picking up the right gifts, while 25% said the worst part of the holiday was not having enough money to actually buy presents. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.